You're listening to the Digital Learning Edge. I'm Christine Schein, Digital Literacy Specialist at the Colorado Department of Education. Greetings. Although Digital Learning Day in Colorado was February 16th, as proclaimed by Governor Hickenlooper, and National Digital Learning Day was Thursday, February 22nd, the aspects of digital learning should occur in classrooms every day. National Digital Learning Day is a nationwide celebration that started 6 years ago to highlight great teaching and demonstrate how technology can improve student outcomes. We must ensure that all students have access to high-quality, digital, and innovative learning opportunities, no matter where they live. As Governor Hickenlooper stated in his proclamation, Digital Learning Day encourages teachers, students, schools, parents, and policymakers, and the public to participate in activities that promote discussion about innovative learning practices. There is an abundance of digital tools and resources to choose from. So I've created a few lists of highly recommended and vetted digital tools for you and your students' use. Of course, not every one of these tools will fit your needs nor your students, and neither is it an exhaustive curation of educational tools. So I welcome suggestions, feedback, and testimony to the learning impact on any and all digital tools. You can email me with your best learning and instructional tools at the email on this page at shine_c@cde.state.co.us. Accompanying the use of digital learning tools is the responsibility of protecting students and their personal, identifiable information. It's important to follow your district policy on student data security. Hopefully you know what your policy is. But if you are unaware of what I'm referring to, please, please, please talk with your administrator about it. We as educators are held responsible for the requirements of Colorado House Bill 16-1423, the Student Data Transparency and Security Act. The Colorado Department of Education's Data Privacy and Security Department has a plethora of resources and information for you. You also may visit the CDE webpage to learn more about student data security and privacy requirements. Please, on a regular basis, educate and remind your students about ethical uses of digital tools and resources. This includes ethical, safe, and appropriate uses. If you need more information, check out the resources found at this site and linked in the transcript. You may contact me also, for I'd love to work with the education community specifically on this topic of student safety, citizenship, and ethical behavior. I leave you today with a quote by George Kuros. Technology will not replace great teachers, but technology in the hands of great teachers can be transformational. Stay safe, stay calm, and do good, especially online. Logging out.